Good evening. Welcome to Grassroots Radio, everyone. This week, we're going to try something a little different. Normally, over a two-hour period, I'll play blocks of three tracks. And, you know, we get through 27 to 30 different artists each week. Well, there's the artists, you hear them, you hear their different tracks, but trying to string them together to get a bit of a feel for their overall sound, and many of them are very, very, very different tracks altogether. So what I'm going to do tonight, we're going to play blocks of three as usual, but each block of three will be one artist, and I'll be doing it chronologically over a couple of different albums to give you a bit of a feel of how they develop and the different sounds they can encompass. So in the future, when we're back on normal format, when you hear one of their tracks, you get a bit deeper appreciation. Anyway, that's why I'm thinking of it. Might be a bit altruistic, might be just being a bit selfish and wanting to hear each artist with three tracks in a row. Either way, that's what's happening. So, to that end, Brownbird is going to be up first. Now, Brownbird are a band that I've played a little bit of, and we did actually feature them at one point, out of Seattle, Washington. And basically, it's a guy called Dave Lamb and his partner, Morgan Eve Swain, in their albums, and they encompass so many different styles and genres, everything from Eastern, you can hear Gypsy Camps from Eastern Romania, some Indian sort of influences, South American influences as well, but they also stay very much true to influences such as bluegrass and Appalachian music. So we're going to go, first off is a track called... Now, what have I got? Danger and Dread, the lead track from The Devil Dancing, which is 2010. See you on the other side, folks.
Come on, baby, let me take your troubles away. Some mean old mama's got your head all in a harem. Still, for all your crying and all your pain, you're just the sweetest little woman that I've seen in my day. So come on, pretty mama, let me take your troubles away. Crying from the evils lying under our bed. You say there's no use trying to protect you from the danger and dread. Though this world is made of fearsome beasts and barking by, we were born to put these creatures through one hell of a fight. May we feast upon the flesh of any fever that befalls you.
weather, do what I want. So I resign myself to pry that big old sun out of the sky, and I will live my days in darkness till I die. I tried to be good, I was a failure, so I took to taking all the good men down. It wasn't hard to do, I just huffed and puffed and blew until all the two sheep scattered on the ground. You could be right, that might come for me at night, an angry mob with torches right outside my door. For all my spite, I might never win the fight, but I will rage against the light. Blood of angels from a bottle, just to see if I could call the lightning down. It hasn't struck me yet, and I would wage my soul to bet that there ain't no one throwing the lightning anyhow. Too many tries attempting fate to call it over, and you get to thinking fate's got different plans. Like maybe I'm not born to die, but to bring darkness to the sky, pull that goddamn sun down any way I can. Could be right, they might come for me at night, an angry mob of torches right outside my door. For all my spite, I might never win the fight, but I will rage against the light forevermore.
That was Seven Hells from 2012's Fits of Reason. Before that, we had Blood of Angels from Salt for Salt from 2011, and Danger and Dread from The Devil Dancing from 2010. As I said, Brown Bird have got a distinctive sound, and that was thanks to the singer-songwriter there, Dave Lamb, who unfortunately, at a very young age, passed away from leukemia last year, last April. Well, just over a year ago. So, unfortunately, except for a posthumous album that's coming out, and it's on its way to me now, called Axis Mundi, that's all we're going to hear from these guys, I'm afraid. Morgan Eve, the fiddle player and bassist there, is, if I remember correctly, currently getting out there again and making music again. She's on tour at the moment with, if I remember correctly, The Devil Makes Three in Europe. So hopefully getting out there and doing it again will help her to keep going on, because they're a great talent. I hope you're liking the format tonight, folks. And yeah, some feedback would be fantastic. There's a Facebook page. You can email me from the webpage. So yeah, get along to grradio.net and that'll tell you how to get to our Facebook page. And there's an email link there. The band that's up next, the Kill Devil Hills. They formed in Fremantle in 2003 and started out as a three-piece, a country-tinged three-piece that slowly expanded to a six-piece and currently rocking five members. They've had three albums put out. First one in 2004 was Heathen Songs, and we're going to hear the first track off that. It's the title track, actually, but you might remember me playing a track by the Kill Devil Hills called Kill Devil Hills. That's also off the same album. I'll give you a bit of a taste of the Americana folk and dark blues-tinged guitar that we get with this band. So we're going to hit it off straight away. I've only got two of their albums. Third one, Man, You Should Explode, I'm yet to get my greasy little hands on, but I will do as soon as I can. But I have The Drought and Heathen Songs. So first up, we've got the Kill Devil Hills with the title track, Heathen Songs.
Thank you. chills right down his back. The devil ain't the kind of man to cut no slack. Attention. Maybe if you want to listen in, or maybe if it's part of the distraction, oh yeah, it'll find you, yeah, it'll find you. Oh, maybe if you think it's getting closer, yeah, maybe if the dogs are warbling. Oh, maybe if you're feeling pretty good, yeah, well, I know you, yeah, well, I know you. Fire, kiss, kiss. Fire, paint this. Oh, there's a little man upon the table. Yeah, lips shut out. Funny little grin. Oh, maybe he's feeling pretty good. Yeah, well, he know you. Oh, yeah, well, he know you. Oh, it's funny how we all forget the monkey. It's funny how we all forget the wish. That's funny how this day won't end. Yeah, just like it begins. Yeah, just like it begins. Fire, fire. Kiss, kiss. Fire, fire. Word, plainness. Fire, fire. Kiss, kiss. Fire, fire. Lord, oh, paint this. Paint this.
Tread lighter. last your way, I soon may ride. He paused his hand across the water and turned his face toward the sun. And he cried so I, the boneyard rider, swear by blood and fire my will be done.
Boneyard Rider from 2006, The Drought, and before that off the same album was Dogs of War, something a little bit different there. And starting us off there was the title track for their first album in 2004, which was A Heathen Song. And we're going to keep going on that sort of slightly dark, slightly Americana type sound. We've got a band up next. I've been itching to play a few of their tracks, and I have played one or two, but you know, they're basically an alternative country group. They're called 16 Horsepower. They were formed in 1992. And, the music was very evocative, religious imagery dealing with conflict, redemption, and guilt. David Eugene Edwards is the main lyricist and songwriter, and heavy use of bluegrass, gospel, Appalachian instrumentation, crossbred with rock and roll, and it's quite a unique sound. It's lyrically, it's can be quite dark and foreboding, but they have a place in the genre that I think needs to be explored a little bit more. You know, they were part of what we call the Denver sound out of the early 90s, and there's another band that'll be following up. Slim Cessna's Auto Club were a part of that, and I've played them a fair bit as well. So, to get us ball rolling, we got a dark little number. This one's called Heel on the Shovel, and this is from 1996's Sackcloth and Ash. ¶¶
Sunday's morning, I came upon a fine young horse. I mounted up and led him onward. He was grey as the sky, as the sky above. As the sky above. I slept down by the river, and what a sad dream I had. I'm afraid, my love, it must be true. Today I will go and leave you. Today I will be gone. Surrounded, nine of the law stood before me, asking me my name and business, demanding proof of me, demanding proof of me. You have me your prisoner. No, but you must give us that horse. You must give us that roan gray horse. Listen, he ain't for sale. Never for allowed to ride. If that should happen, none would be safe. Even the birds would be afraid to fly. So they asked again, what was my name? They ask again, what was my name? Two were dead before they could move. Two were dead before they could move. That's my name. That's my name, if you please. That's my name. That's my name. If you cinnamon, where will you run to? Cinnamon,
where will you run to? Cinnamon, where will you run to? All on that day, run to the mountain won't hide you. Run to the sea will not have you. Run to your grave will not hold you. All on that day. Cinnamon, mountains are falling. Cinnamon, the sea, it rages. And cinnamon, the grave will not hold you. All on that day, run to the Lord, Lord,
please hide me.
Run to the Lord. Cinnamon, 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 where you gonna run to? All on that day,
run to the mountain won't hide you. And run to the sea will not hold you. And run to your grave, the grave will not hide you.
All on that day, cinnamon, the mountain is falling. And cinnamon, the sea. It rages and cinnamon.
Said quite a dark dark subject matter and foreboding music mostly, but you can see what I mean, the cross hatching of rock and roll with Appalachian bluegrass type sounds, and makes for quite interesting music, that's for sure. And we're going to keep going in that same sort of sound just for a little one more set. If you bear with me for a little while, we've got a band up next called Slim Cessna's Auto Club, and they're quite related to that band 16 Horsepower. Slim Cessna, who formed the Auto Club, was in a small band called the Denver Gentlemen with David Eugene Edwards, the lead singer of and songwriter for 16 Horsepower. So it seems fitting that this week, yeah, getting a bit of a focus on 16 Horsepower, we should follow it up with another one of my favourite bands at the moment, Slim Cessna's Auto Club. We're going back to 2000 here. The album's called Always Say Please and Thank You. The track is called My Last Song About Satan.
I was at the Lion's Lair, and who should I sit next to there but Satan? He ordered me a beer, and he looked me in the eye. He said he was my friend. I knew that was a lie. He's the man behind my sins. I seem to fall because of him. God damn, I hate him.
So this is my last song about Satan. So I say, Lucifer, you piece of shit, I should kick your ass right where you sit. All the hell you put me through, my mother cries because of you. Now Satan didn't like that much. He said some words about fire and starts trying to find myself in burning hell. I wasn't feeling all so well. Well, this is my last song about Satan. Well, I must have gone back in time about the time after Jesus died. He was down there preaching in that hole to all his dark and lonely souls. And he said, son, why are you here? You should be back home drinking beer, writing songs about God and glory. Don't use the devil in your story. This is my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, no filled the violent blues. No more songs about my hell, I've nothing left to prove. So this is my last song about Satan. So this is my last song about Satan. Great Pentecost on the banjo. Well, I felt a knock upon my head and I woke back home in my bed. It was a dark and dismal morning. Was it some kind of godly warning? So I said, that's it, I'm on the level. No more songs about the devil. Then I felt a little twinge when I realized that my hair was singed. Well, this is my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, no filthy violent blues. No more songs about my hell, nothing left to prove. This is my last song about Satan. This is my last song about Satan. Well, this is my last song about Satan. Seven years by, she held my hand so softly. She was perfectly shy. My family went to wander 6 years in foreign lands. I returned on last evening to take her by.
This is how we do things in the country. I went creeping round the town, entered every pine board shed, all their tools I did found. I put them in my vice grip, turned them to the left and right, returned them to their tool sheds, straightened out this town with might. Now when they hoe a garden,
everything goes to the northeast.
When they raise a new building,
any lead us you and Lord does agree.
Now when they shape a new tool,
from the ones he's made astray, see every which way they be crossing up north, these crooked graves, they will be our fate. This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country. This is how it's always been.
Jesus. they leave us Jesus here with our sins. Spending for ourselves for all these years. Alone and afraid for defending you.
You see, sir, some people are going to say that I'm mad at you. You know how you're always touching people, sir? Well, some people just don't want to be touched. You come down to us and said you returned. You never did return. And that's a lie. And a lie is a sin. And every time that Slim and I have sinned, we've had to stand up and take account.
That's Slim Cessna's Auto Club there. From the album Cypher from 2008, and that track was called Everyone is Guilty. Before that, we had This is How We Do Things in the Country from the Bloody Tenant Truth and Peace from 2004, and kicking us off with Last Song About Satan from Always Say Please and Thank You from 2000. And yeah, quite not as dark, perhaps musically, as 16 horsepower, a little bit more upbeat and lively, but it's deceptive because the lyrical content, the lyrics are still steeped in that sort of Baptist, sort of American Gothic sort of a feel to life.